terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo-woo-woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here in New York City with Porson Black, Lou Goyle, and Shayla. Porson, what the fuck happened last night?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
All I remember is we tried to get into a cab, and for some reason, there was either A, too many people getting in, or he thought we were too drunk or something, but he wouldn't take us to where we needed to go. And
that's his mistake.
It wound up, yeah, that was his biggest mistake. Yep. He wound up calling Porcelain a slut, and then she spit on him right in his fucking face. And then I look over, and he's just pulling her hair out of the car. And me and Louie like dove into the car with our fists like out, and we're just like pounding on this dude's face. And then
the cops came.
Yeah, and then conveniently the cops show up at that exact moment. So. You know, they got our side of the story and then his side of the story, and it was 3-hour ordeal, and they didn't know who to arrest. They didn't know who was right and who was wrong.
Now, were there only three of you?
It was four of us, and, you know, there was, like, dents in the dude's car from, like, other people. It was just, like, a massive shit show right outside of the Gonzovort. So, like, he's claiming, like, somebody kicked my car. Like, yeah, that somebody wasn't us, like, you know, and he wanted us to pay for it, and, yeah, it turned out the choice was either I pay $250 or go to jail. And I'm sitting there saying, like, take me to jail. I have a show on Sirius Radio, and I need material. I love this shit. You know, and she's like, you're not going to jail. So Porson bailed me out for $250. So then
I was like, you're not going to jail. I want to fuck you tonight. So. I was like, you're fucking staying right here.
So then in the place,
cop was like, oh, my God. I was like, you're not taking him anywhere.
So because she bailed me out, I went to the Element store and got her like a whole bunch of cool jackets and sweatshirts and stuff.
And I was soaking wet because you pushed me in the fucking pool.
Yeah, we were soaking wet the whole time of the fight. We were soaking wet.
Yeah, you weren't soaking wet because you were naked.
Sitting on the curb, drenched.
Still wet.
We showed up at the Purple Magazine party, and there's a pool in the middle of the whole bar. And Louie wound up swimming in there naked in front of like... 300 people.
Damn.
And then I just asked Porson, I'm like, is your phone in your pocket? She's like, no. And I just grab her, and then we both just fall into the pool with all of our clothes on. And I didn't bring any extra clothes, so like...
Naturally, I've never seen a well-packed Bam Margera ever.
So I had to walk all the way back to the hotel, and then the next day I was like hoping that my clothes would be dry. No, they're still soaking wet, so I had to put on my wet shoes, my wet pants, and I had to walk 10 blocks all the way to Times Square to get new clothes at Element.
Well, at least the cool thing is you're so down with Element. When you walk in there, it's basically like, oh, I'll take that, and that, and they just give it to you, right?
Like, I could honestly take, like, one item out of every fucking thing if I want. You know, like, they just let me grab whatever I want. They're kind of stoked on it.
And back in the day, you didn't have half your shit because Novak was siphoning it from you. But now, now at least you have your clothes.
Thank God that fucker's in jail for a year because now all my clothes are back. I seriously went over his house one time and I opened up his closet. And it's just like, what the fuck? I'm like, my jacket, my pants, my shirt. What the... But no, you gave him to me. I did not get. I would never give you this $2,000 jacket, fuckface. You know?
No, Bam, you gave it to me the other day.
So you guys been here for Fashion Week? I saw you put something up on your Twitter that had Porcelain walk in on a some sort of fashion runway. And by the way, Porcelain, can I just congratulate you on the coolest fucking outfit in the building today. I told Bam when we were walking through the halls, like, every fucking programmer's popping out their head to catch the front and the back end going on.
Which head?
Yeah, exactly.
Explain what she looks like right
now. So Porcelain is, she's basically got this sheer skirt on, and then it's like just a like little undies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can pretty much see everything almost.
See your butt.
Good.
Oh, butt, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Cool butt. Speaking of porcelain, let's play our new song. It's called This Is What Rock and Roll Looks Like featuring Lil Wayne. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
In my ass. Hey, 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 if you're ready to rage, raise your hands up. This is what rock and roll looks like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. That was Porcelain Black. This is what rock and roll looks like, featuring Lil Wayne. And we're here in New York City. And Colin, let me just tell you about our fucking ride up here. 3 days ago, me and Louie took the Porsche up here, and I didn't really notice how out of gas I was.
Oh, that's weird.
It was pouring down rain, like harder than I've ever seen ever. And I happened to stall out of gas 1 mile away from the service plaza. So I had a gas can with like a little bit of gas in there that I'm trying to like pour in, and I'm putting my finger in the hole to make sure that it goes in. And then I sit in the car, I'm like, God damn it. I grab a cigarette, I light it up, my whole hand goes up in flames from the gas. I forgot about it. So now I'm like patting that out. I have Louie walk in the pouring down rain 1 mile with these gas cans to get to the service plaza. Once he gets there, they say that it's illegal in the state of New Jersey to fill up a gas can at a gas station.
Yeah.
So now I have to get a fucking flatbed to take my car less than a mile up the road for $100. And like the police show up. I'm like, thank God the police are here to help. They didn't fucking help. All they did was say, you smell like alcohol and you're doing a field sobriety test. And the only reason why I smelled like alcohol is because I had to take my nose ring out to visit Novak in jail. I felt it like getting infected. So I was pouring like Bactine on it, which smells like pure alcohol. And I'm trying to tell him that. I'm like, the reason why my face smells like alcohol is because I've been pouring Bactine all over my nose. I'm like, look, here's the bottle. You know, but he thought it was a total excuse. But that was honestly the truth. So he has me put up like one leg for like 1 minute, and he's trying to show me how to do it, and even he's like hobbling along, but I passed everything with flying colors. And they're like, so how much have you had to drink? Honestly, I'm like, nothing. I drove from Westchester, Pennsylvania. I've been in the car for 2 hours. Like, I didn't have anything to drink. What do you smell like alcohol? I just told you, fuckhead, I've been pouring Bactine on my nose because I just visited my buddy in jail and I had to take it out. So they did no help whatsoever.
Bam, I just want to bring up, this is the second story that has ended in, and then the cops showed up.
Yep.
Oh,
every night so far. It's every the same fucking cops.
It's just like a Bam Margera detail. All right, Bam's going to be in town, so we're going to need Jerry and Dave got to be ready to go.
At the Gonzavort, when the taxi driver was pulling Porcelain's hair, the cops showed up then. It was a three-hour ordeal. Then last night, we're with the Kings of Leon dudes, and we wound up in a 13-person fight over who's getting the cab. Like, it was me and this dude arguing, like, I was here first. No, fuck that, I was here first. I'm like, fuck you, asshole, I'm getting it, you know. And then DeVito comes out with the video camera. Next thing you know, like, 13 people are all punching each other. And then it ended with the Kings of Leon dude, Jared, pulling my feet out of the middle of the road. And Louis just going, Bam, the Kings of Leon have been worried sick about you. You need to get out of the road. They're worried sick. Get out of the road. The Kings of Leon worried sick about you.
Oh, my God.
It's been fucking crazy, though. We just met some dude who has a private jet who's, like, taking us to Toronto to see the Kings of Leon show. Like, you know, it's kind of like,
oh, shit.
Is this really going to happen, or is it just, like, a drunken conversation,
no,
you know?
He's like, dude, October 11th, all you gotta do is show up in New York. He's like, we'll hop on my jet. He's showing me pictures of his humongous yacht, all of his cars. Like, this dude is the real deal.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
What does he do?
He said his dad worked his ass off, some sort of big investor, and then this guy's something in the music industry.
He's good friends with Jared from Kings of Leon, but, you know, he's like, so, heard you have a Lambo, you know, I'm like, yeah, and then he's like, yeah, I've got one too, I heard you have a Porsche, I'm like, yeah, the silver, he's like, yeah, I got a black one, check this out, heard you have an R8, yeah, I just got an R8, yeah, I got one too, check this out, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
They're cool though.
Yeah,
like super cool.
Three dude. Ferraris too.
Bam, it's too bad you didn't have Cleveland there when you ran out of gas. I heard he's always there to help you out when your car's run out of gas, you know, with the wrong kind of gas and whatnot.
Oh, that fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he still living with you?
He is, but he's got
too big a heart, bro.
He wrecked his Audi A4 into a guardrail, so it's been in the shop, and it's like a $2,000 bill that he can't pay for. It's been sitting in the shop for 6 months. So I wasn't home, and he decided to take the purple Lambo just a mile down the road to get a pack of smokes at the gas station. And he realized how low it was on gas, so when he pulled in, he said it was a BP gas station, and all the handles are green, so he wasn't really paying attention. So he's like, I'm like, you put fucking diesel fuel in a Lamborghini, you moron. You know, and he's just
so
like,
is that car wrecked? Is it done?
I had to get the whole tank emptied out and refilled. It was like a $20,000 ordeal.
What a friend. Hooking you up. By the way, I'll be scratching my balls and farting on your couch now. You know?
And his he thinks that sorry, like, makes things better.
Bam, I said I was sorry, and I meant it.
It's like, okay, well, sorry doesn't fix my fucking gas tank in the car, dickhead.
Sorry doesn't put 20 G's in my pocket, asshole.
Well, I told you I was sorry, and I meant it. Like, that doesn't fix anything at all.
Cleveland's a freaking butt.
What a fucking butthead. Hey, let's play that Alkaline Trio song you were talking about.
One of their new ones is called Old English 800. It's an ode to malt liquor.
Well, yeah, he played that at your house on Sirius Radio. He played it acoustic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Radio Bam Sirius 20 Faction, Alkaline Trio. Yo.
Now I feel a lot better about myself. O-L-D-E-E-N-G-L-I-S-H 800. Now I feel a lot better about myself. Your charcoal filtered, sun yellow malt liquor. You made my gray skies blue. Drink it daily as my liver's failing. But I don't give a fuck. Old English, I'm in love with you.
Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
That was Alkaline Trio. This is Radio Bam. Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Ports in Black. Louis of Brandywine upon Longwood the Third Esquire. And Shayla over here. And so, Porcelain.
What?
Is Louis now in your band?
Oh.
No,
no, we've been talking because
that sucks. That's how my old band finds out that they're fired.
She's gonna come
they're
down
like,
to
oh, yeah, let's check out Bam show, and then it's like, yeah. So I got a new bass player. They're like, what?
She's gonna come down to Westchester, and I have this thing called the Hobbit Hole where, you know, a bunch of bands rehearse. We're gonna for fun play her songs. Chad from CKY and Louie and probably my brother on drums. See how that goes. Well, I'll have like my little own private concert. It'll be rad.
It's the super group.
Nice. Now let's talk about Porcelain Black. You got to check out her video. She's hot as fuck. And what's your backstory? Like, you're doing a song with Lil Wayne. I mean, that doesn't just happen. Like, how'd you get your start? How'd you get your thing going?
Well, I'm signed to Universal Republic through Red One's label, 2101, and then my management is Young Money Cash Money. So me and Lil Wayne have the same managers, and it's kind of like joint label thing. I don't really know how to explain it, but...
Okay, but like, how long you've been doing the music thing? Where'd you get your, like, into this? Or were you a model first? Or like,
no.
What like...
You're cute.
Yeah. Face for radio, so, voice for silent movies.
Well, like, I moved to LA 7 years ago, got my first record deal with Virgin UK. It took me like fucking 4 years to get out of that deal. I met Red One. He finally helped me get out of that deal. And then I started working with him like a year ago. First song we did was This Is What Rock and Roll Looks Like. And then he introduced me to
I really saw the Detroit come out in you last night when you spit in the taxi driver's face.
Oh, Detroit girls are no fucking joke, man. One of my boys is married to a Detroit girl. She'll fucking punch you in the face before anybody else will.
Yeah.
I just see, what? I'm a slap fuck you, motherfucker. Right in the face. I'm like, there's the Detroit. Now I see.
Baby ghetto.
Did you grow up in the ghetto in Detroit? I feel like all of Detroit is a ghetto.
Dude, I once went on a tour. You know that like subway system that's like above ground?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you can get on this train and you go all around Detroit. And then like it didn't stop at half the stops because it's like, well, that stop's been taken over by homeless people. Like, we can't stop here and here and here. I'm like, this is a fucking train tour that doesn't stop anywhere because every place you get off, it's like you got to duck.
Yeah.
Too ghetto.
Yeah, a little too. Last time I was in Detroit,
I honestly drove like 40 blocks in downtown, and every single house was abandoned with boards in the windows and shit. Like 40 blocks worth of every single house just completely abandoned.
Slickest shit I ever saw was in Chicago. I was in Chicago, and I just decided to pop off to like get some gas or something in a random neighborhood. I didn't know shit about Chicago, and I'm sitting behind like a truck at a light. And all these little homies roll up, and dude just throws open the truck, and the guys jump in and start throwing everything in the truck out onto the street. Like, there's couches flying out, like, and the truck driver hops out. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that? And somebody must have put a gun or a knife in his fucking face.
What were they trying to do?
They're just emptying.
They just didn't want the couches?
No, they're just pushing everything out onto the street. The guy gets back into the car, puts the truck into drive, and floors it through a red light. There's still like a homie in there, like chucking shit out of it. And then all these dudes come out from the fucking like the co-op that's right across the street. Everybody picks up something. One dude like grabs a pillow. Another two dudes grab the frame.
Oh,
everything's like disappearing.
Sounds like Fast and the Furious.
Fuck yeah, this is fucking awesome, man. And yeah, it was like they fucking looted the truck, and it was like done within like 30 seconds. It was like the smoothest operation I ever saw. I'm like,
that's amazing.
I'm gonna get back
they were
on the freeway.
Screen TVs.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, all they got was a couch. And a couple.
Raymore and Flanagan's truck.
It was still really fucking slick. It was like it was a fucking kick-ass operation. I was very impressed. You know, it's too bad. Too bad. Probably half of them are dead now. But
yeah.
You know. What are you gonna do? So what else is happening while you're in New York, man? It seems like it's been a fucking adventure.
Like, no, that's my fault.
Turn that off.
Yeah, it's been fucking crazy, actually. Like, you know, you just, I guess because it's Fashion Week or something, but, like, you know, I just wind up at each place, and then, like, you know, Johnny Knoxville will be there. I'll be like, oh, shit, I didn't even know you're in town. And then, like, Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars, and then I wind up meeting the Kings of Leon dudes. And
yeah, and I saw a picture of you and the Kings of Leon dude just pissing in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Thanks for coming to New York, Bam, and adding to the urine.
It's just insane. Like, you know, I live in a small town in Pennsylvania called Westchester. It's 30,000 people. It's a college town. And, like, you know, it'll just be like, so what do you want to do today, Louis? Like, you know, you want to go to Kildare's and sip on a drink or play tennis or go kayaking or skate in the barn? Like, then you come to New York and it's just, like, dudes coming up with, you want to take my private jet to Toronto? You know, it's just like you wind up in so many crazy situations. And, yeah, actually, my mom came up here. I was like, hey, Mom, you want to come up and see Porcelain on the Runway? Oh, my God, you're inviting me to Fashion Week? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, while you're driving up, do you think you could grab my ID and credit cards? Because I forgot them. She's like, that's the only fucking reason why you wanted to invite me, isn't it? I'm like, no. But I really do need my credit cards and ID.
She should have brought us some socks and undies.
Yeah. When you were coming up here, I was like, Bam's coming up today. He might not have ID. Almost every other time you've come in here, one time he just came in with one of his own DVDs, and he's like, this is me. Like to the security people, you're like, but I'm on the DVD. This is my ID. It's like,
dude, that actually worked. On an airplane. Like, I was like, look, I lost my passport last night. This is all I could show you. And it was like the cover of like Inked magazine. And I'm like, look, there's me, there's my name, here's a credit card to prove it, and here's my age, and, you know, like, I'm, like, showing the actual interview. So, how old are you? Oh, I'm 30. Look, 30, there's my name. And
look, on this part of his arm, it says shit dick right here, shit dick.
I think they, like, sometimes it just gets so frustrating, it's just like, all right, just let the fucking kid on, you know, like,
yep.
Rather than just sitting there arguing about it. I actually... Oh, were you with me when I dropped? I had $10,000 in cash going through the x-ray machine at the airport. And I put it in the little cup, and I put it through the x-ray machine. And I'm too busy, like, putting on my scarves and shoes and jacket and stuff that I forgot about the other thing. So I'm already past the passport control place, and I realize that I don't have the money. So I bolt back, and I'm just like, there's $10,000 here. And they're like, no, calm down. I'm like, I'm not fucking calming down. There was $10,000 here, and now you guys don't have it. You know, like.
And dude's like, calm down. We're all spending that as quickly as we can, sir. And, you know, I mean, look at this guy. You got a really nice pair of shoes already.
Yeah. So 10 minutes of, like, complete panicking. Turns out that somebody grabbed the money and took it in the back room to see if, like, somebody was going to come and claim it. But the people there had no clue about any of it. I'm just like, I was just here 3 minutes ago. Where, how far can 10 grand possibly go?
I think collectively,
we don't know what you're talking about.
The money that you've lost in the last year or so is more money than I've made. Like, Bam signs on every week. It's like, well, Louie, lost another 10 G's out of my pocket.
I hate it. I wish you would just give it to me not lose it.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'll hold your money if you want.
How about in Trenton? In Trenton, New Jersey, we went and saw this band, The Agonists, play. And after the show, I dove into this pile of leaves with my buddy and started, like, tumbling around in it. And when I got home, I realized that there's $5,000 in 20s all in a pile of leaves. I hope that some, like, bum found it and had... It was Christmas at that time, so I hope somebody had a really good Christmas. If somebody, like, was mowing the lawn and chopped all that money up, that would piss me off so bad.
Now,
like,
I saw a picture you took of Porcelain on a plane where she appeared to be passed out and you covered her with money. That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
we were flying to Mississippi, of all places. I was doing an appearance. It was called the Minera Festival. And turns out I was hosting it, and there was, like, literally 30 bands that I found out that did not get paid. And, like, Frankie Muniz, you know, from...
Yeah. Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, Malcolm in the... He's in a band. He's a drummer in a band. And he said that the promoter told them to buy the tickets and hotels and stuff, and they'll reimburse him when he gets there. So, like, not only did he not get paid to play the show, he paid to fly his entire band from Phoenix and put them in the hotels. Like, he's just hoping that he's going to get reimbursed when he gives the dude the bill.
Yeah, that's pay-for-play shit, where it's like you cover all the upfront expenses so the promoter doesn't get burned at all, and then if you got a shady motherfucker...
The promoter just left the festival. Yeah. He left, and they...
Well,
and
of then, course,
like,
he did. He had all the money.
Sound
he's
guys
dead.
Didn't get paid, so they, like, turned all the fucking sound off, so the bands couldn't even... It was, like, the biggest shit show ever.
Like, the last three
and
bands,
course,
which were the biggest...
And then, of course, people are probably blaming you in some way because you're hosting it, right?
I think I said that they were having, like, difficulties or whatever, but what happened was the soundboard dude was like, I didn't get fucking paid yet, and nobody did, and I'm not letting these last three bands, which were the three main bands,
the three headliners,
get the go. He's like, I'm not turning this fucking soundboard on unless I get a paycheck right now. So the dude just kind of, like, lost his mind, and he's like, you know what, fuck it. He just skipped town. The promoter just skipped. He just fleed the scene and left, and just left all the, like, this whole big crowd waiting for these bands to come on. And, like, I was there witnessing it. Like, an hour went by, and everybody's like, what the fuck? When's the next band coming on? And, you know, I pretty much said, like, they're having difficulties, but thanks for coming, and da-da-da-da.
Band comes out with a ukulele. Like,
actually,
do some songs for them.
This band, I think it was Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
The bass player actually goes, what's up, everybody? Glad to be in Mississippi, but the promoter is a fucking asshole, and I'm going to kill his mom. Like, he said something like that. I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to kill the promoter's mother. I was like, God damn. Yeah, it was a pretty much a disaster, but thank God I got paid up front, so fuck it.
Yeah. You see, you have the right people. You got people repping you, so your money was taken care of. You know, Frankie Muniz, well, his money's fucked, but what are you going to do? So, Bam, how did you and Porcelain even meet? Like, how did that story go? Because all of a sudden, one day she just showed up on your show.
All that I remember is I drove
all
to...
All that I remember, the cops were there.
No, the cops were there.
The cops were totally there.
No, I drove up to Hershey, PA to see the Lil Wayne show, and I took the Lambo up. So, and Lil Wayne said to pull right near the buses, and I guess the bus that I pulled up next to was hers. And, you know, she she came outside, and I felt really bad because I wanted to see her show big time, but this tattoo guy was just like, you want to get one? I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, well, I'm ready now. Let's go. So at that time, she was going on stage. I couldn't say.
Is that where you were getting the tribute tattoo?
Yeah, so I got the Ryan Dunn tattoo, and, you know, she walked into the bus when this happened. She's like, did you see the show? I'm like, I'm sorry, I did. She's like, you asshole.
That was the best show, too.
And then I think we started sipping on a little bit of Jameson, and then we all decided to head back to my house, and, you know, her whole band was having a blast driving the four-wheelers and dune buggies. And
yeah, going to Bam Margera's house is about the most fucking fun you can have. You've had me down a couple times, and we'll record a radio show, and then it's just, like, hanging out. There's, like, all this fucking shit to do. It's like a giant playground, man.
She had a backup dancer from Copenhagen who, I guess, was having way too much fun in the dune buggy, but I just happened to, like, look out the window, and I just see this girl go flying into the woods with the four-wheeler tumbling over. And I'm like, oh, my God, is she hurt? And she just gets up like, woo, yeah. I'm like, all right, at least people are having fun.
Yeah, and what's so funny to me is my wife has a lot of family down in Westchester. It's so funny, the Bam Margera divide down in Westchester, because it's like, if you're like 35 or under, everyone's like, yeah, Bam Margera, awesome guy, blah, blah, blah. And if you're over, you're like the villain of the town. Yeah. It's like you're loved and hated. It's like, you know, you got this yin-yang thing happening where I know they're sticking lawyers on you, your fucking neighbors are breaking your balls nonstop, and then there's like this whole army of fucking, you know, it's college like, dudes. And
it's like the older cops are like, you know, they don't like me so much, but the younger cops are like, fuck yeah, you know, so... Yeah. You know, it's kind of, it's 50-50 pretty much.
Yeah, but Jesse Fritsch said he was in town the other day and he got to kick it with you and how fucking awesome it was. He said you had your car parked in a no parking zone and a cop drove right by and was like, hey, Bam. And it's like, my car is literally parked like in a spot like not to park a car. Like, hey, Bam, what's going on?
Then this lady comes up and they're filming the interview and I'm like talking to her. They're like, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's the district attorney. You just, like, kick it with the district attorney? I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Bam's like, perhaps you didn't notice. A lot of things end with them calling the cops. Yeah. I've got to know the district attorney.
Yeah. Oh, I'm good friends with the district attorney over the years, yeah.
Well, you've been in a lawyer's office more than once down in Westchester.
Oh, big time.
All right, yeah. So what happens now? You're in New York. You're going to keep rocking and rolling this one? Who can't wait to get you to the apartment to fuck you? Or what was that you were saying, Porcelain?
He's not great in jail because I'm sitting on his dick.
Yeah, once again, life doesn't suck for Bam Margera. I want to use some of your methods, you know what I mean? Like, I'll roll up in a Lambo next to the tour bus, and then I'm like, but wait a minute, I can't make any of that happen.
Wait, Louis actually made a good point. He said, if what would have happened with me and my friend Christian that happened to me and you last night, we would absolutely be in jail, hands down. But for some reason, like, I guess I figure out a way to talk my way out of it. Like,
you always toe this proverbial line of like, I'm pretty sure what he's doing is totally illegal, but he's going to get out of this.
I'm pretty sure the past three nights, all the fights that we were the dickheads, and somehow we got away
definitely.
With it each
Dude,
time.
Now that I think about it, like, at that point, I'm like, you know, it was fucked up that the taxi driver was like, you don't pull on a girl's hair. Like,
yeah, like, how the fuck is he going to fucking assault me and then we have to pay for the damage? But, he gets off fucking free. So, like, I had to go and swipe my credit card in the cab or whatever.
Oh, they charged you? The cab charged you?
Yeah, $250. And
I would look at that credit card bill and make sure it's not something more.
I was so fucking pissed, but I was like, seriously, dude, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. I hope your mom gets raped in the fucking ass. I was like, and then I signed the credit card thing, fuck you. And then the cop was like, I have his name and his address.
All right, I'll sign it. Fuck you.
You can see I signed a very clear, officer.
Do you have his name, Shayla? Here, let's say it on the radio and have everybody hunt him down.
Well, here's the thing to do, actually.
But, I mean, like,
honestly,
this dude, we fucking tormented this guy. Like,
it wasn't even like he pulled my hair, like, though. It was like he ripped my fucking head and, like,
smashed
it.
Well, Louis throwing pretzel crumbs at his face, And I'm sitting there going, he's getting out of the car. I'm like, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything about it. Oh, you're getting out of the car. Oh, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. And then it turns out he's trying to yell at me. And instead of me trying to argue back, I just started going, whoosh. like an angry fucking panther. And I just kept, anything he'd say, no, you shouldn't have. And I was like, whoosh. And I just kept doing it. Like, it was full-blown torment. Like,
yeah, he did it. You know, if he didn't pull her hair, we would have been the wrong.
People are like kicking the back of the car. I'm punching out the rearview mirror. Like, she's spitting in his
fucking
face. He
should have just fucking given us a ride. Like, what the fuck?
Is what he did wrong was not give us a ride.
Well, here's the thing. Next time you're in a New York cab and having problems, they have a thing up in the back. It's called their medallion number. And if you say, yeah, that's cool, man. Like, thanks, dude. I'm writing down this medallion number. They will stop fucking with you because you can directly
report
call
them
into the city and report the exact cab and just kind of take the power away. Mm. I mean, I like your guys' style of, beating him up and kicking his car. That's very rock and roll for sure.
Seems to
but
work.
Remember the medallion number, Bam. And maybe one of your stories won't end with, and then the cops came.
We're just leaning in the car like, I'm like punching your hand.
Yeah, our fists are just hitting each other.
We couldn't both fit in the
console. So we were really just blocking each other. We were the dude probably didn't get punched in the face because me and Bam are just punching each other's face.
You guys both come out with broken hands and his fucking face is fine.
Yeah, it was an absolute disaster.
My foot's
and throtting. Thank God we have it on film.
Yep.
So that'll be in something pretty soon.
Rock and roll.
So let's play some songs because we got to hit it right now.
Yeah, you know what? We have some live CKY. They gave us some live songs for a concert. You want to throw on a couple live CKY songs?
Let's CKY, and then let's play that new Kook song, Junk of the Heart.
Okay, cool.
And then let's end it with Lacrimis Profunde.
All right, that guy's name Louie. That hot chick over there is Porcelain Black. Check her out online. And Mr. Bam Margera, please don't call the cops on him. He's got a lot of cases pending.
I have fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, later.
junk at heart, there's junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. What use is that to you or me, baby? See, I notice nothing makes you shatter. No, no. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. To be sunk, life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time missing on you. Oh, you're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.